Once upon a time, there was a mother pig who had three little pigs. The three little pigs grew so big that their mother said to them, "You are too big to live here any longer. You must go and build houses for yourselves." As they were travelling down the road, they met a man who was carrying some straw. "Please will you give me some straw?" asked the first little pig. "I want to build a house for myself." "Yes," said the man, and he gave the first little pig some straw. The first little pig built himself a house of straw. He was very pleased with his house. The second little pig and the third little pig went along the road. Soon they met a man who was carrying some sticks. "Please will you give us some sticks?" asked the second little pig. "I want to build a house for myself." "Yes," said the man, and he gave the second little pig some sticks. Then the second little pig built himself a house of sticks. It was much stronger than the house of straw. The third little pig walked on along the road by himself. Soon he met a man carrying some bricks. "Please will you give me some bricks?" asked the third little pig. "I want to build a house for myself." "Yes," said the man, and he gave the third little pig some bricks. Then the third little pig built himself a house of bricks. It took him a long time to build it, for it was a very strong house. The next day the wolf came along down the road. He came to the house of straw, which the first little pig had built. The wolf knocked on the door and said, little pig, let me come in." "No, no, not by the hair of my chinny chin chin," said the little pig. So he huffed and he puffed and he blew the house in, so the first little pig ran along to the second little pig's house. Next the wolf arrived at the house of sticks, which his second little pig had built. The wolf knocked on the door and said, little pig, let me come in." "No, no, not by the hair of my chinny chin chin," said the little pig. So he huffed and he puffed and he blew the house in, so the two little pigs ran along to the third little pig's house. Next the wolf arrived at the house of bricks, which the third little pig had built. The wolf knocked on the door and said, little pig, let me come in." "No, no, not by the hair of my chinny chin chin," said the little pig. So he huffed and he puffed and he puffed and he huffed, but he couldn't blow the house in.